Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Caitlin McCulloch is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. They work with land grants around the country in cattle market analysis, and she says there's several key factors that are going to be impacting cattle prices in the months to come. At the top of her list, the uncertainty surrounding the corn and soybean market, especially the corn market. And she says at the top of that uncertainty right now, anyway, how many acres really of corn do we have?
This has been a really interesting year in that we don't have a very clear picture of what feed grains really look like, and it's pretty late in the season. Now, typically by this time, we have a very good idea of what corn acres we were looking at. We might be talking about yield. This year, it still remains very up in the air. It's highly variable. Now, on the corn acre side, NAS is reserving crop farmers this year. So the June acreage report that came out at the end of June didn't have quite enough information in it at that time because planting was so late that they're going to resurvey to see how much actually was planted.
That number will be available this coming Monday, August 12th. Now, the number that we still won't quite know even after the 12th of August is the total prevent planting number.
Now, prevented plant has a couple different things. It can remain fallow. It can have, there are some other cover crops that can be planted under those programs. And so it leaves a lot up in the air.
Keep in mind, a year ago, we had 89 million acres of corn planted for grain.
We're forecasting that when all is said and done, corn acres for grain will probably be at least a million acres short of that. But it could be potentially significantly lower. Crop planting was extremely late. It was extremely wet. We're still waiting for that number to see exactly where that corn acreage number sorts out. But all in all, I think everyone is thinking that it's definitely going to be below a year ago. The question is how much.
Circling back to the prevent planting, some of those acres may have ended up in a crop that could end up being silage for cattle.
Silage is going to be a key here. I think it's going to determine, even if corn for grain moves more expensive, silage could be a relatively cheap commodity. Mm-hmm. There's a couple options. If folks did plant corn for silage, that would be an opportunity potentially for cattle. It doesn't have a lot of other avenues. You're going to feed probably cattle or sheep, and in most of the country, that's probably going to be cattle.
Mm-hmm. The other big unknown for corn producers, what the yield on their acres that they will harvest for grain actually will be. It's almost certain that it will be under that of the last couple of years.
Corn yield related to late plantings is expected to have some drag. Last year, we were in the neighborhood of 176 bushels per acre. I think late planting, probably it's difficult right now to tease out how much of late planting versus very wet even after planting, cold temperatures, all that stacking up against this crop right now. In the month of July, we were talking about some corn showing 5 to 6 weeks behind, but we've seen several growing days produce warm temperatures, which it's my understanding that the corn crop in several areas of the country has caught up and is probably looking at more like 2 weeks behind at that point. But again, this is very variable. When you drive across the country, you have very spotty fields where some of the corn looks excellent. You have some of the corn that looks excellent but is definitely far behind. And then you have corn that is really struggling. And so it's really hard to put that picture together on a national average basis. The other thing you got to be concerned about is that with late planting, you also need to think about what's going to happen if there's an early frost.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the crop progress numbers that come out, you know, I'm not sure if they fully take into account whether a crop just looks good or it looks good for the time of year it should, meaning does it take into account that weeks behind timeline? So this really adds to the uncertainty of yield.
Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center saying what cattle will have available to eat and how much it'll cost, big drivers in the cattle profitability picture going forward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Pieper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Pieper is featuring Smith's Gold bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and baking characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Pieper a call, 580-541-1949 for more details. Pieper Seed Farms in Enid, they've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.